Today's share in the Deir Shu Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Kuf Gimel Omed Aleph. We are in the sixth volume of the Mishnah Berurah and beginning a brand new siman, Dinei Yeshivas Sukkah, the din of sitting in the sukkah. Beautiful siman. We begin with Sif Aleph, the Mechaber. The Mechaber writes, Ketzad Mitzvah Yeshivas B'Sukkah. What is the mitzvah of sitting in the sukkah? Shia Ochel V'Shose V'Yoshein U'Mitayel. The Ramah adds the last two words. The person should go and sit in the sukkah, and he should go and eat in the sukkah, drink in the sukkah, and sleep in the sukkah, and even be metayil in the sukkah. We'll have to explain what that means in a moment. But these are critically important things for a person to do. Classically, sleeping in the sukkah is the example that we usually give of something to do in the sukkah, because even a shinas aroy has to be in the sukkah. Even a short nap has to be in the sukkah. Whereas eating and drinking, as we mentioned already previously, there are certain types of eating and drinking that don't have to be done in the sukkah. Call a marbai, raise a meshubach. If you try to have everything in the sukkah, that's wonderful, but that's not the technical din. And we'll explain in a moment what matayil is. But first, I want to read to you a little introduction from the Be'er Heitev, actually. He brings down on the second line of the Be'er Heitev, Sifkot and Aleph, Kosav Mari Vial, in the Tshuva. He says, Hamakai Mitzah Sukkah. If somebody is doing the mitzvah of sukkah, Kiilu Nase Shutuf LaKodesh Baruch Hu Maisa Breishis. It's such a great mitzvah, you become like a partner with HaKodesh Baruch Hu in Maisa Breishis and creating the world. He goes through some reasons why this is so. That's not the important thing, the reasons here, but the idea is that if you sit in the sukkah, the mitzvah sukkah is such a great mitzvah, it's like you're a partner with HaKodesh Baruch Hu. That is a phenomenal idea. Now we go to the Mishnah Berurah Sifkot and Aleph. He says, Umishi Ev Shalo Laso Sukkah. If somebody's unable to make a sukkah, Elam Eber Anor, it's only able to do it not near his house, but he'd have to cross a river to get to the place where he could make a sukkah. Vitzorach Lavor Bisfina Katani, he'd have to go in a small boat on Yontif, O Aide Mavor, or some sort of a bridge, Shekorin Pram, which it says in the Tirgum, number one, is a maboris, some sort of a passageway, a bridge of a shakyish nature, b'sham to get there. So yesh mekilin lavabor ayedei shegoi yavirenu mishum shul dvar mitzvah. That you would be allowed to ask a non-Jewish person to take you across in this situation because you're doing a mitzvah. However, not everybody agrees with that. This is the opinion of the yesh mekilin, which we can see in the Sharet Zion Osalap is the chayi adam, and others possibly, but the Mishnah Berurah concludes, Aval Habei Machmirim, is that many disagree, and you can see this in Os Beis in the Shar Hatzion, the Mogen Avraham, the Pri Chodosh, and others as well. So, in this situation, they would say, do not cross the river in this fashion, having a non-Jewish person take you across. Dishu foot number one says, in regards to shofar, the Chayodim was Mekel to allow you to go across the Sfina, Ayide Goy, even without the help of a Yid. But he himself points out that there are achronim that disagree over here with this din. Dishu foot number two does bring down that if b'diavad he did cross the river, he could sit in that sukkah and it wouldn't be considered a mitzvah b'ali avera. Mipnei sheyesh lismo chal rishonim shesov shemutal likonis l'sfina b'shabbos, because there are those that say you would be allowed to go on the boat anyway on Shabbos, and certainly if it's l'dvar mitzvah here, it was, the intention was positive. Now we go to the Mishnah Berurah Sifkot and Beis. It says the Yoshein Umetayel. This is a quoting on the Ramah, who said that you have to go and sleep in the sukkah as well as to be metayel in the sukkah. We'll see in a moment what metayel means. Right now, the Mishnah Berurah Sifkot and Gimel tells us v'cheinim yirtzel l'saper m'chaver yisaper b'sukkah. If you just want to tell a story to a friend, have a conversation with a friend, sit in the sukkah. The sukkah tzorch lios kebeisel b'chol shana. Your sukkah should be like your house. That's like if you had a friend over, you'd sit in your house and talk. So too, you should sit in the sukkah and talk. As the mechaber himself will conclude momentarily. Since the sukkah is a very holy place, it says, since the sukkah is such a holy place, you certainly shouldn't waste your time, so to say, in the sukkah, speaking divrei chol. And you should only try to speak holy things in the sukkah. The kol shekain she is zor miladaber shom loshon hara uruchilus ushay tovam esurim esurli, to say loshon hara uruchilus, that's terrible. And a person should be very, very careful not to say any dvar masurim inside the sukkah. It's a very holy place. Now, Dishifut number three discusses what is this teal that we're talking about. The im din teal basukkah hu keachila v'shina shein lasos v'chutz l'sukkah. Is this like eating and drinking and sleeping that you really shouldn't do it outside the sukkah? So the Rabbeinu Yehuda Chassid says, "Shein over al yisuk kishematayim b'chutz l'sukkah." He said, "You want to take a shpatzir, you want to take a walk outside the sukkah. That's not wrong. Shetil eino kiachil v'shina. That's not the same thing over here that we're dealing with. Teal here means like to spend time in the sukkah, but not if you're taking a walk." However, the Baal HaMor says, and the Rabbeinu Manoach agrees, that mashma shechiv hu l'tayel b'sukkah kiachil v'shina. That no, you should spend time in the sukkah, and you should go and sit in the sukkah as much as you possibly can and not go and leave the sukkah. Nishmasodim says the same thing. The Sodi Yeshoris Vavoda says, B'shem Avudram, Shibachol Regash Yochel Yos B'sukkah, every second you could possibly in the sukkah, Deino Nimsaba, and you don't go into the sukkah, Hareyu Mevatel Asay, you're over in Mitzvah Asay. And Chaim Kanievsky, Shlita brings down, Shein Kamenoso Kipshuto, doesn't mean exactly what it sounds like. Shechovel Yos B'sukkah, Af Bovin Shibashoya Hashona, Hayyotze Mibeso. Doesn't mean that you have to sit in the sukkah even if you normally leave your house. If you want to take a walk around the block, get some exercise, so then of course you have to do that outside your house. So during sukkahs also, you're allowed to leave your sukkah to go take a walk. You daven in shul, you walk to shul, you don't daven in the sukkah. Shari Yalzeh Amar Chazanish. Listen to what the Chazanish said. This is an unbelievably strong statement the Chazanish says. He says, sukkah eina beis ha'asurim. Sukkah is not a prison. Well, it's a great, great mitzvah. Spend every second you can in the sukkah. The critical word there is every second that you can. When you don't have a reason not to be in the sukkah, something preventing you from being in the sukkah, then also lishos michutz. Then you shouldn't spend time outside the sukkah because you mafsid the mitzvahs asay. That likewise, for not wearing a four-cornered garment, technically you only have to wear tzitzis if you're wearing a four-cornered garment. But if a person has a four-cornered garment and doesn't wear it, so then in times when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is angry at the Jewish people, you're never going to have to pay the price. The issue with number 4 says, if you're keeping Shasarach Lassus as a sukkah, kibbeso, shall call a shona, kidiri a shulchanarach, you have to make the sukkah like into your house, and therefore, the El Yeraba writes, and also the Chayyadim, sheyifros mapo rak ala shulchan shiva sukkah. You only put out a tablecloth on the sukkah shulchan, the table in the sukkah, and not on the table in your house, to show you that the house isn't the place where you're going to be staying. The sukkah is. And this is the opinion of the Chazon Ish. Others, however, disagreed. The Prima Gadim said, as well as the Mati Ephraim, that you even put up the tablecloth in the house as well. The issue for number 5 brings down, okay, we said you should try to talk Divrei Kiddush in the sukkah. No, you're not the greatest Talmud Chacham, and you've run out of things to say on the Parsha, and you don't know anything else to say Torah. So is it better to be silent in the sukkah, or should you have a nice, polite, kosher conversation? So the Mati Ephraim says, don't sit silently. That's taking away from your own yontif. So have a conversation. Talk about the Mets. Talk about something that is a neutral conversation, that's not a pursuit that is an isser. So talk about something that, while it may not be a mitzvah to do that, but it's a mitzvah to spend time in the sukkah talking. And I remember my Rebbeim always telling me, play games with your children in the sukkah. Don't think, oh, it's pasnish to do that in the sukkah. You have to spend time with your children. That's oneg yontif, simchas yontif for them and for you. And therefore, do that in the sukkah. And then he brings down a famous shalah. The shalah says that there were great anoshim, great individuals, to show their love for the mitzvah, they would kiss the sukkah when they entered and exited. But ashrei mi she'ovid es Hashem b'simcha, praiseworthy is the person who serves HaKadosh Baruch Hu with great simcha. Mechaber continues to say, as a person should live in the sukkah, v'dor b'sukkah, kol shivas yomim, all 7 days of sukkah, b'ein b'yom, b'laila, day and night, k'derech shu'tor b'veso, just like he lives in his house, day and night, b'shari mos ha'shana, the rest of the year, so you should do that in the sukkah as well. And therefore his house should be his temporary living place during the holiday of Sukkot, and the sukkah should be his permanent dwelling place during the holiday of Sukkot. Now, Ketzad, how does one actually accomplish this? So for example, Kelim Hanoyim, if he has beautiful utensils, Umatzos Hanos, and beautiful tapestries and tablecloths, so you put them in the sukkah, basukkah, you place them in the sukkah. Likewise, ukli shesia, and your things that you're going to drink out of, your utensils that you're going to drink out of, kigon ashishos vikosos, like various types of fancy goblets and cups, basukkah, you put them into the sukkah. However, avo klei achila, and the Ramah adds li achar achila, when you're done eating the dirty dishes, kigon kderos ukaros, the dirty plates and the dirty dishes, then chutz l'sukkah, you bring them out of the sukkah as soon as you can. Mishnah Berurah explains Sivkot and Gimel, Afilu Hein Shel Cheres, these utensils that we said you should keep in the sukkah because you're using them to eat, so you know that they're made out of earthenware. Afilu Liachar Shasir, and even after you drunk from them, Shein Nimasim Kamo Klei Achila, the drinking utensils don't get so dirty, they're not considered as disgusting as the dirty plates that are earthenware plates. So therefore, the cups you can leave in the sukkah, but the plates you should take out. Vodein Kevel Ishasiya. Likewise, you may want to drink more. There's never, I'm done drinking. And you may want another glass of water. You may want another glass of tea. So therefore, that you can leave in the sukkah. However, Sivkot and Dalit, the klei achila, the plates and the utensils, after you're done eating, they should be taken out. And he says, V'kelim, shemashim behem kemach, those utensils that you put in flour in them, v'arevos, or the troughs, shaloshim behem, that you kneaded in them, v'kelim shal besam, or the kelim that you made the spices with, she'ein derech lachzikon b'diroso, rak b'bayis achitzon, those you don't bring out to the living room table, those you keep in the kitchen, those you keep someplace else, hakol b'chlau klei achilein, they're all included in this category of klei achila, and you only bring them out there while you're eating. V'chein kad odeli. Likewise, if you have some sort of a jug or a bucket, sheshovim bo maimin and a har, that you pull up the water from the river, hakol chutz l'sukkah, those you keep outside of the sukkah. What's the rule? The rule of thumb is as follows. Uklala dover. Kol she'ein darko lios b'diroso shador bo. If it's not something you'd keep in your dining room, in your living room, ein lo l'hachzit b'sukkah, then you don't put it into the sukkah as well. Dishavu number 6 adds, v'dvarim shlo yo v'nicham, if it's not something you put in your living room in a fancy part of the house, for example, like shoes, that you're not about to put them on, or begadim, or you have clothing that's not so b'chavadik, you wouldn't keep them in your living room. So the Aruch HaShulchan writes, don't put them in the sukkah. Ein laniach b'sukkah. Only when you're going to sleep, for example, and you're putting your shoes underneath or next to your bed, that you're sleeping in the sukkah, so you can keep your shoes over there. Rav Nissen Karlitz Zatzal adds, "Shadvarim she'enam melachlichim elorak gormim lefizur v'choser seder." Things that aren't intrinsically dirty, but they make it look messy. For example, kagon shiare koros uschach hamunochem al karka sukkah. You have extra beams or schach that's on the floor of the sukkah. It's not necessarily dirty, but it makes it look messy. Ein tzorach lotzim ha'sukkah. You don't have to take those out of the sukkah. Afshe v'vesel vadlo yomenichem. Even though in your living room, you wouldn't leave them over there. But in the sukkah, it is acceptable. And he adds that you normally don't leave a garbage pail in the sukkah, but when you're going to clear the garbage out from the table, you could bring the garbage pan in and take it, the garbage into it, and then take it right out afterwards. Mr. Bruce of Cotton Hayes tells us that after you're done eating, you remove the dirty utensils. Miloshun zeh, mashma lechora, dibishas achila, that while you're eating, gam kideros, mutar lachnis in the sukkah, you could bring in certain types of serving utensils into the sukkah, ula aros l'socha kara, and then instead of having it plated individually in the kitchen, you could go and everybody take from the central serving utensil in the middle of the table. However, he brings down, V'olam nisharin me'akdeiro lachnisan l'soch hasukkah af kodem achila. He says the Velt somehow doesn't do this. Even though technically you're allowed to, they don't bring in these large serving utensils, these tureens, into the sukkah. V'nir d'choshu l'das ha-machmirim, because they're concerned about this das of the machmirim, which you can see in the Mishnah Berurah, in the Chofetz Chaim's Shaar HaTzion, Os Yud. He says, this is the Bahag of the Rabbeinu Tam, that they say, any k'deira you don't bring into the sukkah. Amachmir m'k'deira b'chol gavne. The Evshad, the Gam Das, the Shulchan Aruch, k'enu. It's possible the Shulchan Aruch holds like this as well. U'bifrat, mish'ein darko gabbevetzel. And certainly, somebody that doesn't do this in his house, he doesn't bring the tureen out to the table. He would only plate it in the kitchen. Lavi akdeira l'shulchanu, he doesn't do that. Elamar l'soch hakara b'veis achitzon. In the kitchen he does this. And when he serves it, it's served already plated. B'vada yesh l'zor b'zeh. So this person should also be careful not to do this during Sukkos as well. The Mishmur adds, and we call makom, mi she'ein lo kli v'tzorach lechol ben akdeira. If somebody doesn't have individual plates, so he's going to eat from the pot. So mutar lechnis. So then the chayyadim brings down, he'd be allowed to go and bring out the pot. Then the Mishmur says in Sivkot and Vav that you take it outside chutz l'sukkah. We call makom b'di'evet. If you did bring it into the sukkah, emichlev v'socha klei machol. Also botash v'shbazer. If you did bring it into the sukkah, or you did something that wasn't so appropriate, then ein nifselas ha-sukkah b'kach. It doesn't ruin the shame of the sukkah by having done this with it. Now we go to the Mechaber again, and he says, ha-menorah b'sukkah, you have the candlelight in the sukkah. You had a lamp. They didn't have electricity. So you have some sort of a flame in the sukkah. V'mhoysa sukkah ketana, if it's a very small sukkah, manicha chutz l'sukkah. Then don't bring it into the sukkah, because it could, rachmona l'slan, cause a conflagration and burn down the whole sukkah. Mishabur explains in Sivkot and Zayin, V'aminog sholol ahaknis der sholcheris l'sukkah. The minog was in those days they wouldn't bring in an earthenware type of a lamp into the sukkah. V'chein makeda sholcheris, another type of a container, earthenware container that holds the lamp. V'afilu chadosh, even if it's brand new, ein kedai kol kach. You don't bring it into the sukkah. U'metzuba bekunya, if it's somehow plated, however, so then din klei zchuchis yeshlo umutu. Then it has the status of being like a glass utensil, and it would be allowed to be brought in that situation. Finally, Sivkot and Ches, the Mishnah Berurah adds, v'maisa sukkatana, if it's a very small sukkah, then don't bring the flame in. Afilu eina mitzum semes bishur. It's not talking about it's exactly the smallest size sukkah, 7 by 7 tvachim. Elo shikatana, it's just a small sukkah. kokach beinyan sheyesh lachush. It's small enough that you have to be concerned. Shemu yiskari v'haner l'dufani ha-sukkah, that if you bring the candle inside, it's going to be small enough sukkah that it's going to be close to the walls. V'solchaz ben or, and it's going to catch fire. V'tisari sukkah, and the whole sukkah is going to burn down. Rachmana l'slan. Therefore, tzarech lanicha chutz l'sukkah, keep it outside the sukkah. Afilu he shows off. Here it has nothing to do with the value of this thing. It could be a golden lamp, but if it's a small sukkah, don't bring this golden lamp inside because it could lead Rachman Atzlan to a fire. But if this person is the type of person that really needs to see his food, we always talk about how it's important to see the food to get the full benefit and taste, and this person is going to be upset if he doesn't see the food. So then one could be lenient. Kishiyamid haner bashashis. They'll put the lamp inside some sort of a glass structure, shikorin lanterna. You put it inside something like a lantern. Oh, the menorah, shikorin lampin. Or you put it inside some type of a menorah that's called a lamp. Imloshi namuchamot, unless it's very low, v'yeshlochoshi yiskari v'ur laschach. Then you have to be concerned that if the sukkah is low, it's barely 10 tefachim tall, which is the minimum height. So if it's a low sukkah, then you have to be concerned that it will burn the schach, not only burn the walls, and therefore in that situation, don't bring it in. Now we conclude the following with Ramah Hagah. V'ayase shum tashmish bozui b'sukkah. Don't do any degrading type of work or actions in the sukkah. K'dei shlo yu mitzos b'zuyos olav. He brings down from the Beis Yosef in the name of the Orchus Chaim that it shouldn't make the sukkah into something that's a bizoyon, something that is denigrated. So therefore, don't do any sort of an activity that's a bizoyon in the sukkah. Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Tes tells us, k'gon shtifas karos, like cleaning off the utensils, rinsing off the utensils inside the sukkah. However, to rinse out a glass cup, that's okay, because again, we mentioned that you want to use your cups over and over again. And then he tells us also, lahashtin besukkah, afilu b'klei, you can't use a urinal in the sukkah. It's improper to urinate in the sukkah. Af b'shosakein b'veso, even though some people will take a urinal and use it in the house that they're unable to get up out of bed or whatever the situation may be. Nevertheless, he brings down the chayyodim that we don't do that in the sukkah. Dirshu footnote number 9 brings down, what about doing the tilas yadayim in the sukkah? So the Aruch HaShulchan says, Shtov sheyitol michutz l'sukkah. He says, no, you shouldn't do the tilas yadayim in the sukkah. This is also the opinion of Ramosha Feinstein's Zatzal, as brought down by the River of Ephraim. Now, kishem sheynotlim b'salon habayis, just like they didn't do this in the salon in their house. Now, nowadays many people actually have special washing stations in their living rooms, so they don't have to go into the kitchen. So certainly, if you have some sort of an appropriate station set up in the sukkah, Mistama, they would say it would be good as well. And in fact, Chaim Kanievsky, Shlita, brings down Shekimedume Shachozidish, not Talasyoda Besukkah, that in those days he did it even without a fancy type of a structure, he would wash his hands in the sukkah. And this is also the opinion of Nissen Karlitz itself, that you'll have to go wash your hands in the sukkah. Elim came Manichim Besukkah, Mechal Godol, Avor Nitilas Adayim, Shabazel Yeish Liros, Im Eno Gorim Mizor in the sukkah. Only by doing it in this way is it demonstrated that it's not a bizoyon for the sukkah. Olin and din kiddush b'mokum suda. If you wash your hands outside the sukkah, what about the kiddush has to be b'mokum suda? If you're going out of the suda of the sukkah to go and wash your hands, and you just made kiddush, so that's not a problem that we discussed previously in Simon Tov Reish Mem Gimel Sif Katan Tes. Finally, what about washing negovas in the sukkah? So the Aruch HaShulchan writes, mut, that is permissible, even though he doesn't let you do netilas yadayim, because you can't walk dalet amos out of getting up out of bed. So therefore, that you have to do in the sukkah. And this is also the opinion of Nissen Karlitz, shim yochel litol michutz l'sukkah below l'leches arba amos mimitaso lo yitol sukkah. Only if you can't do it outside the sukkah within dalet amos, then you can do it in the sukkah. But if you can do it within dalet amos outside the sukkah, it's preferable to do it outside the sukkah, so you shouldn't have this ruach tumah in the sukkah. But if you do have to go more than dalet amos, so then yitol yodah b'sukkah. Then, like the opinion of the Aruch HaShulchan, he says you can do it in the sukkah because the poskim don't say that this is a bizayon. Hamayim shenatlu behem nikiyim him. They were previously nikiyim. Finally, dish foot number 10 says that you shouldn't urinate in the sukkah. And he brings down from Rav Nissen Karlitz Zatzal that if a person has, Rachman Lassan, a urinary catheter, so then, mutlo lachnis l'sukkah, likonis l'sukkah, he could go inside the sukkah, b'yichaso, so you should keep the catheter covered, kamasha efshar, as best as you possibly can. Finally, if somebody has to get up a lot of times in the middle of the night and he's sleeping in the sukkah, Shavayashav Zatzal says, sheyatul mai mitachas l'dofen akuma, shebetzad sukkah. If there's a dofen akuma, so go and urinate over there rather than doing it underneath the kosher eschach. With this, we conclude Sif Aleph in Simon Tov Reish Lamed Tes and today's Shir.